So, what'd you think about that? Is your baby drinking enough? I mentioned that, you know, we've talked before about, you know, how many times, how long your baby is drinking per breast, how many times a day. Another way to tell whether or not your baby's drinking enough, you know, we talked even about the baby turning away from the breast, or slowing down quite a bit with the sucking. These may be ways that your baby is letting you know she's had enough. But there are some other ways to determine whether or not your baby's drinking enough. One of the things you want to look for is weight gain. So a lot of the medical experts say that as long as your baby's gaining about 1 pound each month, nursing every 2 to 3 hours, and has about 6 to 8 wet diapers a day, your baby is probably getting, almost certainly getting, all the nursing that she needs. By the second month, some babies no longer need night feedings, and they may sleep through the night by the second month. I'm telling you, I really enjoy being with my children, raising them up. I remember when they were young, I had to be involved in every phase of their development. That includes feeding our babies through the night. That's right. I took my turns. We had our shifts, our nights. And it's partly because I wanted my wife to be able to rest. That's definitely part of it. I didn't want her to be the one always up every night, every time it was time to feed our babies. And so I wanted her to get some rest. I wanted her to be able to sleep through some of those nights. And so rather than just having one of us losing sleep every night, we take turns losing sleep. She had her nights designated. I had my designated nights. And I enjoyed it. I would not trade it, ladies and gentlemen. I would not trade it. I was glad then, and I'm glad now, that I took care of some of the feeding responsibilities, not only during the daytime, when it was easy to be awake, but at nighttime, when it was hard to stay awake. I remember one time I was so sleepy. I was so sleepy that I was trying to burp my son. We had finished the drinking of the milk, and I was trying to get that air out of his system. So I was patting his back. I woke up rocking. I was sitting on the edge of the bed. I woke up rocking, deep rocking. And I was so afraid that I was going to really go out and drop my son on the floor. So I said, okay, I know what I'll do. I'll pace. That'll keep me awake. Then I won't have to worry about dropping my son. Ladies and gentlemen, I doubt if I paced longer than 3 or 4 minutes. I do know that about the time I think I started my third waltz back down the hallway, somewhere I think between number 3, 5, I doubt if I had gone up more than 5 laps, I woke up rocking on my heels. Yes, I did. I was rocking, literally, and I mean rocking deep. I mean probably going about 6 inches forward and about 6 or 7 inches backward, rocking. I said, oh, no. I woke up rocking. I said, oh, no, I can't drop my son on the floor from up here. I'm not real tall, but I knew that dropping him from where I was standing could be even worse than dropping him if I sat down, if I was sitting. So I went back to the edge of the bed, sat back down. Finally, that belch came. I was one happy man. Yes, I was. I was a happy man. And so as you can imagine, I was really, really glad to be taking part in that part of my children's lives. But I was also glad each time every one of them developed to the point where they were sleeping through the night and neither one of us had to get up. All right. So your baby can be drinking enough. You're taking a look at the diaper, taking notice of how many wet diapers each day. Only 4 or 5, probably not getting enough. You need to have about 6 to 8 wet diapers each day. Nursing every 2 to 3 hours. See how you're putting it all together. The new factor here again is how much the weight should be. He or she should be gaining approximately 1 pound each month. Now, do you ever find moms who are already nursing, those of you who are not nursing yet, but you plan to nurse, you plan to breastfeed at some point in the future? This is something to think about. Will there ever come a point where you will actually be nursing more than previously? Well, babies have growth spurts, and it may seem like you're nursing 24/7, but don't worry. Not only will your body produce more milk, but those super hungry periods are temporary. Growth spurts usually hit around the baby's 2nd week, then again at 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months. And most babies are ready to try solid food between 4 and 6 months. And so you may have some serious help at that point. Yeah, bring out the baby food. By the way, speaking of baby food and food in general, how many of you said, you know what, I'm skipping that baby food. I'm going right to the food we adults eat. And you started feeding your baby mashed potatoes and mashed up meats and mashed up green beans. How many of you started doing that with your babies? Now, be sure to talk with your baby's pediatrician. Yeah, make sure that you're not starting them too soon with the wrong things. Now, how about what you are putting into your body? Speaking of, you know, making sure that we start our babies with either the baby food or us grown folks' food. Does it matter what you put into your food and into your body? In other words, will what you consume affect your baby? Well, what you eat, the experts say, affects your breast milk, but usually not as much as most new mothers think. Generally, you can eat and drink what you like, as long as you're going for a healthy, balanced diet. But still steer clear of very, very spicy foods or foods that produce a lot of gas. Of course, you want to watch for any allergy symptoms in your baby, which should appear in about the first 4 to 6 weeks. If you're not sure, again, talk to your baby's doctor. But generally speaking, you should be able to eat just about any healthy choices of foods that you'd like. What about this part? Smoking and drinking. Will that have an impact on your baby? Well, it's best not to smoke. It's best not to drink. Smoking exposes your baby to nicotine and the other toxic chemicals that are in those cigarettes. It is amazing the harmful stuff that executives have put into cigarettes. I mean, we think that those other drugs are bad, and they are. But it's also amazing what they'll put in to the cigarettes. Formaldehyde. Isn't it fun smoking formaldehyde? Yeah, so you want to make sure that you steer clear of that stuff. It's been shown to raise the risk of sudden infant death syndrome as well as respiratory allergies in our children. So if you're already smoking, you're already drinking, and you need help quitting, talk to your doctor. Remember that alcohol can pass through breast milk, and that can affect your baby's development. While the American Academy of Pediatrics says that an occasional beer or glass of wine is okay, wait at least 2 hours before nursing. The best way to do it, don't drink at all, don't smoke at all. Now, I mentioned that it can be so beautiful when our children are feeding and they're breastfeeding and bonding with their mother, which can really happen when the mother is really into what's happening there. the actual process of breastfeeding, the actual process of having that time, close time with the baby. They're looking into each other's eyes. They're just picking up on what's going on in each other's spirits on one level or another, really bonding. That is a great way to bond. But remember, dads, siblings old enough, big enough, strong enough to help out can also bond with baby through the bottle feeding process. But the bonding also takes place when you just hold and cuddle the baby. Each time you talk to your baby, sing to your baby, try to make the bath time as relaxing and as pleasant as an experience as possible for your baby. Play time with your baby. All of that can help with the bonding process. I'll be back in a few.